The Torah tells us in Parshas Bishalach, Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Chaf Beis, I believe, Vayavo Bnei Yisrael B'soch Hayam B'Yabasha Bnei Yisrael. Came within the sea on dry land. V'mayim lehem choma. Mimina u'mismala. So it says over here, v'yom v'yisro b'soch hayam v'yabasha. V'mayim lehem choma. Choma here is spelled complete. And then there's another pasuk, a couple, about 70 psukim later, also Perek Yudalid. It's pasuk chav tes. V'yisro hochu Bayabasha Bisochayam, the dry land Bisochayam, Amayim Lehem Choma, but Choma is spelled incomplete, without a vav. So what's the pshat? Why do we need a repeat of two psukim tonight? They're just about the same, with little tiny differences. But what are the differences? Well, the difference is, how come in the first pasuk it says Bisoch Hayam Bayabasha? Well, in the second pasuk it says Bayabasha Bisoch Hayam. Why is that switched around? And why is Chom and Chema? So there's famous Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon says we're talking about two groups of people. We're talking about one group is Nachshon ben Aminadav, and Sheva Binyamin joined them as well. So they were on the higher level of Amunah. They jumped in by Yabasha. They jumped in the first pasuk, B'soch Hayam by Yabasha. They jumped in that when they jumped in, it was water. As the Chazal tell us, the water went up to the knees, waist, until over the head. And they showed their amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says, B'soch Hayam Bayabasha. And then, but however, the other group is B'yabasha B'soch Hayam. They didn't have the moon, and they waited for it to have dry land, and then they jumped in. And therefore, that's the reason why, over by Nachshon ben Amidav and Sheva Binyamin, it says Choma, with a vav. Well, because Chazal learned the other part of Choma, Chema, the anger, because when the Malach of Yitzchak Kadosh Baruch Hu, hello, old day Avada Zara, hello, old day Avada Zara. Why are you taking them out of Mitzrayim and not the Egyptians? So when it came to Nachshon ben Aminadav, and he had an answer. He didn't. It says Choma, but there wasn't the steaming. So that's how the famous shot of the Vilna Gaon, that it's talking about the two different groups of Jews. The Jews who went out into the water with the Amun HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save them. And the other group of Yidden where they waited for the water to turn into dry land, and then they left.